Rosh Shiva because I've been busy, but I'm expecting us to be going tomorrow night to Davar Chayim, so the Olam has a lot of work to do from now till then. If you feel like we can't manage before that, we can try to push it off till maybe the Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Tuesday night. Baruch Hashem of a chasana. So I'm not going to be able to do that. We could try to do it in the morning, maybe Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, but everybody say once we put it in motion, there's no turning back. So the Olam has to be get into the zone that it's time for us to do some serious chazaras over here on Meitav. There's no jokes and no games. You start something, you finish it. That's the way we work. So Bezrat Hashem with Siyat Deshmaya, we're going to do that. And Baruch Hashem, I've been phenomenal with some very serious situations that unfortunately happened. Everything is min hashamayim. As I had mentioned last night, those of you that were here, it was mamash hashkocha that the police happened to have been there. This is the type of thing that otherwise would have gone just... Judah would have ended the same way it started, but for whatever reason, the police happened to have been there and they're in the wrong place in the wrong time, but I guess it was the right place in the right time, and now we're stuck trying to pick up the pieces, which is what we're trying to do. And Be'ez Hashem, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get some movement today, but at the moment, we're still nowhere. So Be'ez Hashem, Metziat Deshmaya. We have to do our part, and our part is what we do in here. This is the way that we operate. There's a story that they tell about the Haskola. The Haskola, they used to make fun of the Talmid Chachamim and the Tzadikim and the Torah and all that stuff. They used to have plays. The plays were, it was an avenue to be able to make zilzul of the Torah. So there was one play in particular where there was this big army that was going to war, and so the general who was supposed to be one of the gedolim, I don't know, you hear different ways. Let's say it was Reb Chaim Brisker, right? And he gets up and he says, "Me boyne bais velo chanocha yelch v'yoshev lebeisai mi ors isha velo lakocha mi notaker." Kitzer, and then the people start leaving, and people start leaving. Every time he makes another announcement, me, then, and the more people. And then he says, me, a yore is someone who's afraid that everyone's, there's only like two people left on the stage, right? It's Reb Chaim and, the Fikeyam or one of the other Gedolim, whatever it was, whoever's in this play. And he says, okay, you could shoot the bomb first. No, you should, for the Rav, you shoot the bomb first. And like, and that's the, and everyone's laughing and making fun of you, like they're going to win the war, right? So, I don't know, I think it was Rabbi Chanan, I'm not sure, I'm not good with these things, maybe Rabbi Yehuda knows better. Rabbi Chanan says, he said, that's exactly the way it happened. He said, they just didn't show you the end of the, they just closed the scene before it was over. They shot the bomb and they killed everyone else. That's the way, that's exactly what happens. We win because we have a strong army, because we're going to go now make a Hafgana over there and Migrash Rosim and start screaming and throwing pelting stones. And no, that's not the way we do things, and that's not going to help. It's not going to help at all. As a matter of fact, it's one of the stories in Navi. It's a beautiful story where Kal Yisrael's army was impressive. So the Shoifet thought that it was the army was too impressive, so he told everyone they should take a drink of water. So anyone that bent over, he told him, okay, you leave. You know, bent down, so you could stay. Why? Stam, we want the odds to be against us. It's like okay, we have to be the underdog. Why? Because if we start thinking that it's because we have Merkava tanks, or because we have, missiles, or because we have nuclear, all that stuff, then we're going to lose. We win because we realize we don't have anything. All we have is Torah and Tefillah. So that's what we have to remember, that if we want to do something, and there's no reason why we shouldn't want to help our friends, and I don't care if you're hungover, or you're tired, or you're worn out, or you're burnt out, or it doesn't make a difference. We can't afford that right now. When you can't afford it, it doesn't exist, because it's all just in your head. and we're gonna just we're gonna have to get into gear and to do what we have to do. And there's Hashem, Seth Ishmael, they'll get out. It's not a pleasant place to be. It's really not a pleasant place to be. And every second that they're there is not a good thing. So we're trying to do everything we can to get them out as soon as possible. And what we can do right now, us that are in this room, is try to be here, present, and be in the zone. We're learning. We're up to Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're doing the sugya of Bishalaylam, Bishalay, Bishalayim, and Chamin. And if you're interested in doing a different sugya, I don't care. We're doing this sugya right now. We're here, and we're in it. So here we go, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The two dots. Mashi, you have to help me, because you did the psich over here in the beginning about Ukraine. David, do you mind closing the window just because my voice is a little weak? So if you could bring me a cup of water, is that okay? Do you mind if I ask you for that? Thank you. Oh, yes. Boy mine, Reb Shmuel bar Abba, me Ukraina, me Rebbe Abba. It's not on. I don't think
it is on.
Okay. This could be the first time that Reb Shmuel bar Abba Meokraina is mentioned. I'm not familiar that has his name anywhere else. And as we know, every single Gemara that's authentic has a name of a Amora that doesn't exist anywhere else. As opposed to the forged Gemaras, including Yerushalmis. Thank you very much, Tavi. What? You don't know about that? Yeah. Anything else? You said more over here. What's the flow from the previous Gemara? The previous Gemara is restructuring for you what the idea of Meitav is. It's giving you a new perspective on Meitav. Now that we have that new perspective on Meitav, the boy is davening Hocha. Now we declare Mishalaylam ain't shaman. That's the Amshel Shleimer. Boy Rav Ab, Rav Shmuel bar Abba Meokraim, Rav Abba. Kishain shaman, Mishalay ain't shaman, Mishalaylam ain't shaman. Rashi says, Hach idius viziboris. So we had two pshat in what Hach idius viziboris is. I had wanted to say that when others, what's idius viziboris? What does it not mention? Bainanus, why are you talking about shaman the Bainanus? Why are you talking about that? So we said there is no shaman of Bainanus. What's Bainanus? It's between. You don't have to shaman the betweens. You just do the Idius and the Ziburius. And as a process of elimination, I guess, or whatever's left, is by default Bainanus. Just tell me what my Idius and my Ziburius is, and then I'll figure out what, because the Chefta von Bainanus, was meint Bainanus? It's Bain, between this and that. So just tell me what this and that is, and that's what this is between. That's what we want to say. I just want to say because the Gemara Sugya is talking about this one as Idius and this one as Ibaris. That's the way we want to learn. B'shaloi hein shamin, oi b'shaloi lam hein shamin. Rashi. Hach, kishe hein shamin, hach Idius v'zibaris. We read Rashi, O Bishal Oilam Ein Shamin, V'yav the Mizuvah Shoy, L'kol Ha'olam Hu Idius. I don't know if I mentioned this Deek in Shir. L'kol Ha'olam Hu Idius. What does it mean, L'kol Ha'olam? I'm just saying, that's Bishal Oilam Ein Shamin. What does it mean, L'kol Ha'olam? Do we mention this Deek in Shir? I don't remember. It means that even for him it's Idius. Because he's part of the Oilam. Kol Ha'olam. So he's also Nechlal on the Oilam. That's what makes it his Idius also. It's like the Gemara. So we ask the question, why is it that Alibad Rabbi Yishmael lo ti boilach? And we said three pshatim. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and Rashi seems to be going somewhere else. Rashi's a little bit vague, but Tosfos says, what's the reason? Says Tosfos, because when you're learning from Nemar Sada Lamala, Nemar Sada Lamata, what's Sada Lamala? Nizik. So what's Sada Lamata? Nizik. There's no room to think Bishalaylam. In other words, in theory, I could have understood it should be Bishalaylam, but the Makar doesn't allow it. And what does Rabbeinu Peretz say? The language doesn't allow it, because there says Rabbeinu Peretz, the Machloikas we had between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva not say? the word mazik. So therefore we can clear Shalom. But Rabbi Yishmael said the word bidinizik. Hi, there's a braisa on daf Zayin Omer Aleph that even according to Rabbi Akiva says the word over there, it's just in the braisa, just saying it agav. Just answering, but maybe we can entertain. Again, it's a problem with the technicality. There's a technical problem with the language, or there's a technical problem with the makar. But in the Havana, we can understand that Rashi seems to be going differently. We understood in Rashi, the pshat was, it doesn't make any sense, b'shalah le'men sham. We explained, because Rashi, the shitasai, learns what's the vart, according to Rabbi Shmuel, of Bidin Izik. The whole svar of cap is that being for you, this is, that's enough. That's telling you, that's not telling the Olam. If Rashi says, it just doesn't make any sense to me, Svara. If you're saying B'dinizik Shamin, and we said over again the Ritva says there is no Svara of saying B'dinizik Shamin on its own. So what's the Svara? The Pshat is it's cap. If it's cap, then it has to be B'shaloi. Therefore, Rashi learns me Svara. Tois Lashitase argues, and it's a very Gishmak HaMachlik as Rashi and Tois. What?
What
is according to Rashi? Because
yeah.
The whole svara is cap. It's not be'etzem a cheftzav meitav. The cheftzav meitav is really bidemazik, right? It's really it's taka bidemazik. We had another machlokas here, Tosfos, and Tosfos. We said other achrayim over here. What happens in the case of according to Rabbi Yishmael? What happens if he doesn't have the exact one? In a chanami, that's also included in the svara. Who said it? Marsha is the kash. Marsha and someone else. No, I'm feeling Nachas David. Nachas David said in Achanami, that's Nichlal in the original Shiloh. This is Bishaloi Lamein Shaman. Marsha says the Kasha doesn't start because Rabbi Shmuel is going in Tosfos. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And Nachas David is going in Rashi. You say, according to Rashi, the whole thing is a cap. The whole svar of the cap, what's the word of the cap? For you, this is Meitav, so who cares? Really, your Meitav is supposed to be something else. But for you, it's Meitav. That's only Tully in you, that's not Tully in Olam. That's the whole svar of cap. The whole svar of cap is you. Therefore, according to Rashi, there is no makum even to have a tzad of Bishal Olam Heng Shaman, according to Rabbi Yishmael. In Echanami, even Rabbi Yishmael says, Nachlas David, we'll have to have this discussion, because he also agrees that there is a Meitav Dimazik.
It's a cap, you don't have to pay up to it.
It's a cap, so in a chanami.
In
a chanami. That's what the Nachlas David says. He says that klape that din, it'll still be nogeya. But that's in that because that's Rabbi Kiva. There's nothing to do with Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel, the cap doesn't exist.
Seeing that's true in Rabbi Shmuel also, but that's
correct. That's individually. Right. That's correct. That's what Nachlas David says. Zak the Gemara, Eisve, Einloy Ela Idius Kulan Government Idius, Benin is Kulan Government Abeninus, Zibur is Kulan Government Zibur. Now we asked the question. We only did it later, but the question is right away in the beginning. I understand. What does it mean, Einloy Ela Idius? If you say Bashal Oyelam Ein Chamin, it makes a lot of sense. What does it mean, Einloy Ela Idius? All his fields are Idius of Oyelam. But if it means that Bishaloy Ein Chamin, what does it mean, Einloy Ela Idius? What does that mean? Ein lo ela beninus, ein lo ela zibarius. It's all the same thing. It's b'shalai ein shaman. There's no difference between idius, beninus, and zibarius. So Chaim David wanted to say a teretz, which is good, but it's a good teretz. But lamaisa, we have room for another teretz for where he said maybe he originally had idius, beninus, zibarius, and he sold some of them, which the Gemara introduces later. It's this idea, ha'isal idius u'machra. But before the Gemara introduces that, we have to come up with another understanding, because the Gemara doesn't yet introduce that idea. So what does it mean, Ein lo idius? Zokt Rableib Amar de Kechidish. Says Rableib, even according to the Manda Amar that holds, Bishaloi Hein Shamin. But what happens if you only have one field? It goes Bishal Oilam. That's the way the Rableib learns. And that is going to make a very big difference into the Shilas of what happens if you introduce other fields later. You had a stipler about that. Stipler spoke about what happens if you lock in with one field, do you not lock in with Rabbi Kiva Eger and all the different things that we spoke about, right? But according to, it comes along the Rebbe Leib and it says Amar Dikah Chiddush. Even according to the Mandam Holds B'Shalai Ein Shamin, that's only if he already has a portfolio where you could say this is your Idius, this is your Zibarius. But if he doesn't have that, then it's B'Shal Oilam Hein Shamin. And Rebbe Leib takes it an even step further. Rebbe says, even if I need, in my portfolio, I need three types of fields. I need Idyas, Beinonis, and Ziboris. What happens if I only have Idyas and Ziboris? So what's going to be the Beinonis? Bishal Olam. That's a Chiddush. I would have thought you don't need a Beinonis. Because what's the Chefza of Beinonis? It's a between. It's not a Dover Bifnei Atzma. So Rebbe Leib, no, we need a Beinonis also. That's Rebbe Leib's Chiddush. Rebbe Leib uses that to answer the Kasha that we asked in the Rambam. Akoponim, Zokta Brysa. Eilo Ela Idyas. Kulam government a idius. Bainus kulam government a bainus. Ziburus kulam government a ziburus. Hoylo idius u bainonis. He has both. Viziburus, I'm sorry, he has all three. Idius. Nizakin, idius bachoy be bainus. Kubasisha be ziburus. We have an interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says he has all three. What does Rashi say? Eloyla idius. I'm sorry, Rashi and Eloyla's. Rashi's out of order. Why does Rashi put Baal Choyv before Nezakin, like the Rif? When he writes them, he writes Nezakin, Baal Choyv, and Ksubas Isha. Why does Rashi change the order on us? Why is he putting Nezakin at the end? So he said maybe in the case of Einlo Ela Idyas, Rashi's coming to stress, even though maybe the Baal Choyv came first. And what might you say if you came first? Therefore, you should take first, the Nezakin is its din. So therefore, Nezakin, even though he came last, he should go first. We say, no, we're going to go in order. The Baal Choyv, Kulam Goyvin, and it's really all the same. What happens if he only has Idyas and Beinonis? Says the Braisa. Nezakin be Idyas, Baal Choyv, Ksubas Isha be Beinonis. So what are we doing over here with the Baal Choyv? We're sending it down to the Beinonis. Well, it belongs by Beinonis, I guess, according to if we're assuming that B'Shalolim Mishan. Beinonis v'Ziboris, this is where we send down. Nizakin u'Balchoy b'Beinonis, k'subizin sh'v'Ziboris. What happens, he has Idyas and Ziboris. This is the big Rashi on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. He has Idyas and Ziboris. Nizakin b'Idyas, Balchoy k'subizin sh'v'Ziboris. So if he only has Idyas and Ziboris, where does the Balchoy take from? Ziboris. Why does the Nizakin take from Idyas? Why does Ksubas Isha take from Ziboris? Why does Baal Choyv take from Ziboris? Because you don't have Beinonis. So I would have said over here, no problemo. What's the reason you go down? If you don't have what you din, why should you go down? So we saw a Gemara on Daf, Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara said that in the case of Nizakin, what would I have thought if I didn't have the Gzeres HaKosev? Tov Gavim Ziboris. Says the Rashash. Okay, that's why Baal Choyv should go down. Problem is Rashi doesn't say that. That's what Rashi says, Kasha on Rashi. What does Rashi say? The reason is because, the whole reason, because of the Tlinas Deles, Hecha Deles Lebeninus, Lesla Takanta. We're going to pull out the rug from the Takana, and we're going to get you back to your original din. What's Baal Choyv really supposed to give? Really, really supposed to give? Ziboris. So now that I don't have Beninus, what are we going to revert to? Ziboris. What does it sound like? Luyeh, the Takana was still intact. You have to give Midius. Why do you have to give Midius? As a effect to Rashash. Comes along Reb Nochum Pertzavitz, Zot Reb Nochum Avort. What's Reb Nochum's Vort? That the din, there's no din you have to give Beinonis. What's the din of Baal Choyv? Nazi Boris. Nice Vort, but we ask two kashas on the Vort. One is the Diuk Lashon of Rashi. If that's what Rashi says, then Rashi shouldn't tell us that Rabban Hu Detikin Lei BeBeinonis. If you're coming to say the Vort, say the Vort. But we had a bigger kasha. That was the kasha of Toivi. And then we had Aryeh's kasha. Aryeh's kasha was, and then why are you pulling out the takana? If the takana is not Ziboris, you have no reason to pull out the takana. You can be Mekayim the takana by giving Idyas. If the takana is give Beinonis and you don't have Beinonis, I understand why you're pulling the rug on the takana. But if the takana is not Ziboris, so leave the takana intact. So we said another pshat, which was very geschmack. We said, Nechanami, Rashi Ozavada, if I can't give you a din, what should you really do? Go up. Of course, should go up. So what's Pshat in the Gemara before the Gemara says we're going down? Because over there, the whole din is cap. If there's a cap, I can't go up. If I come to a car rental and I say, listen, I rented a midsize, right? If the cap says you can't get more than a midsize, you didn't rent a midsize. What does the cap say? Not more than a midsize. I can't go up. You don't have it. Go down. That's the Gemara over there. But over here, this is not a cap. Over here, it's saying his din is Beinonis. If your din is Beinonis, you don't have Beinonis. What are we going to give you? We should give you Idyas. Says Rashi. The reason we're not is because we're making that there's no more din Beinonis. And Achanami Rashi Lishitasa. It's beautiful. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Ktani miya mitziya." The middle case is benenis zibayris. Zaken b'achov b'benenis k'suvasi should be zibayris. So there's a discrepancy. Yamid b'shaloi ain't shaman. Tase benenis shaloi ki idius. V'yidcha b'achov etzal zibayris. Why doesn't he go to zibayris? Hachom haskim gan choysla idiusu machra. V'chein amar b'chinsa gan choysla idiusu machra. So we discussed choysla idiusu machra sounds like what we called locked in. Notice he had idius. So because he had idius, what is this field that's in front of us now, what's its status? If he once had idius, the still field in front of us is betiness. Now that he lost his, he got rid of his idius, he sold it, so it remains to be betiness. That's what we call locked in. And therefore, you... Yeah, so that's the... David speaks about it, because the sheep is chal, because it's shame betiness. Azay tzazay. Steer us this way, that way. Go upon him. We said the Talmud Rashba says not like that. Talmud Rashba says a different answer. Why is it Kaishla Idisu Machra, you're still calling his baininess? The answer is.
Because he still has idius.
He still has idius. What do you mean he still has it? He sold it. He sold it. Did it disappear? Is it gone from the earth? No. What would be if the idius taka was gone from the earth? What would be an example of the idius being gone from the earth?
It explodes.
What?
It gets burnt.
The case is that there's a flood. There's a flood. In Shtatz Fasadeh, there's a flood over the field. The field is gone. You can't even point to the field anymore. What would be in that case? Says Tav Rashi, and a Hanami. Then his baininess will become?
Idius.
And what will Balchoyev give from? Zibarius. So the Tav Rashi is rejecting this idea of being locked in. He says the only reason why over here it's still called baininess because it still is baininess. Idiusu machra, the idius did not disappear. That's the machloek is here between the.
How far does that extend to me? I can only say that I sold the field 10 years ago. So.
In a chanami, if the field was there b'shas the hezek, and the field is meshubed, and the field is still around, the field doesn't disappear. If he sold the field before the hezek, then it's irrelevant. Talking about ha'isal idius b'shas hezek, and then he sold the field. You got it? With this, we addressed the shayla of the stipler. The stipler brings a shayla, and the shayla he asks, what happens if a person has only baininess? Okay, and afterwards, he buys zibayris. So what should be the din of the baininess? It should become his idius. And therefore, they do become as idiots. I'm sorry, they become as idiots. And therefore, the Baal Choyv gets from
you only had Baininess.
Then he after he bought Zibiris. Baal Choyv should go down to Zibiris, but the Halach is he doesn't. Why not? No, the din is you should get locked in. You should get locked in and you should get the baininess. That's the question. You should get locked in at baininess. B'shas d'alva, you only had baininess. Afterwards, you buy zibayris. Frecht the stipa. Argomor says you lock in. Ha'isla yidisu machra means that whatever you had, b'shas, that this happened, that's your din. So over there also. Why don't you lock in?
Because it's not only if you're locked in.
Says the stipler over there, the only reason you're getting it is because it's all you have. It's not because it's his din. It's all you have. Therefore, in that case, you don't lock in. When do you lock in if he has idius, baininess, and zibayris, and he's getting mikoyach his din? But over here, it's just all he had was baininess. So he said that only works if you go not like Reblaib. But Reblaib said, if you only have baininess, what's the din of the field?
It's
baininess, and then you should lock in. So we said that according to the Talmud of Rajba, you have another answer. There's no such thing as locking in. Locking doesn't exist. The only reason in our sugya why we say you still got baininess is because the idius is still around. But if I start off with only baininess and I buy afterwards zibaris, I introduce zibaris avada, we're going to go basar whatever's going on right now. Yeah. Okay. The next thing we had over here is we had the Gemara now comes with answers to this question. The Gemara gives four answers to the question, which we have to go through. Here's Hashem willing that we're going to go through all four. There's different girsas in the answers. Very, very complicated. All the different versions of the Gemara's answers, different girsas, different things that came up from these answers. What I would like to do is also discuss the steer in the Rambam. We have a steer in the Rambam, do we pass in Bishaloy Hein Shamin? Do we pass in Bishaloy Hein Shamin? On the one hand, the Rambam seems to say we pass in Bishaloy Hein Shamin, because the Rambam says you take the Idish and the Chasav. That's the one Rambam. On the other hand, the Rambam says what happens if he only has Beinonis and Zibairis. So what does the Rambam say? Where does the Baal Chol give from? Gives from the Beinonis. Now why is he giving from the Beinonis? If he only has Beinonis and Zibairis. So you maybe want to say that Haisleidus Umachra. The Rambam doesn't say that. But what does the Rambam do? What's the language the Rambam uses? Levada. Well, the Rambam says that. So it's, maybe that means that it was Haisleidus Umachra. Maybe the Rambam is goofy saying not like that. Those are the different things that we...
Because the Rambam says... Because the Rambam says he only
had Bainus and Zibar, so why is he
calling him Bainus? That's his. B'shalaylam. He said B'shalaylam. They Asher Church, you had a tumen. What is a tumen? It says that once you ever had Idius or Bainus, etc., so that means that that's your shame, Idius. From the time that has it, but that's your shame.
It is
that shame.
Why is that different than
Haisle Yidus
Umachra?
No, that's why
same again. The Rambam does mean
what?
The Rambam does mean Yidus Umachra.
Not like okay,
but it's Pashup Shad. Of course, he says Bainus.
Yeah, but then you're saying not like that because he means this is Levada. Levada means that's all he has. It seems like he never had anything else. Depends how you like that word Levada. Saying Levada means he never had anything else.
If it's Pishalai, then why is the Rambam calling him Bainus?
What?
Why does he call it Bainus?
It's go like Reblaib.
According to Reblaib, that's the whole answer.
Yeah.
Because even though it's Bishaloi.
He says, if you go on Bishaloi,
it's Shaloi, it's always Shaloi. It's always Shaloi.
Okay, that's Machlaikas. Yeah.
It comes like almost the Daphne.
Comes Lafuke.
Yeah.
Lafuke. Okay, we're going to read Duch all of these things, Bez Hashem, hopefully. Be able to try to get ourselves here to the two dots. We're going to try to do it tonight, Rabbi Say. At 9:30 sharp. 9:30 sharp. We have to finish this chazara, and I'd like to try to put everyone in charge of taking a different shiur and writing over the shiurim, so we can have our kuntras meitav by the end of this man. Be'ezrat Hashem. Do we have anyone who's already? Do we put anyone in charge of any shiurim? Should we do it right now? Chaim Dov, should we do it right now? And shiur aleph.
I'll do shiur aleph.
Shiur aleph. Anyone up to doing shiur beis? Shiur beis.
I don't know which shir is which.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which
shir.
I'll do whatever.
Shir Beis was Reb
Sarabrovsky? No, I wasn't there.
You weren't there for Shir Beis. So, Reb Sarabrovsky, which one you did? What? Okay, we need we have over here Kal V'chomer the Hektish. I don't know if that's Tavi already. You have the Gemara and Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, and then we have the two dots. After the two dots on Zayin Amar Aleph, is anyone up to doing two dots? That's where Rabbi Sarabrovsky started saying Shir, the Rami. David, can you think you could do that? It's the two dots on Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay? And Meshara will just do the rest. Bishaloi, Bishaloilam. Who's going to do over here this sugya of Batim, Sadas, and Krum? Can you do that, Yaakov? Not, that's not a...
I'm not sure about
that. You want to do Bishaloi, Bishaloilam, or Batim, Sadas, and Krum?
I have one of the shiurim written down, and I'm trying to look at which one it was.
Okay, so Chaim David, you're going to get on top of this?
Sure, yeah.
I know. I want you to just get a list of everyone so we know what we need. I mean, gotta get Ruvain on top of one of them.
I can do it on the Leva.
What? It's on the two of you together.
Oh, it's not.
It is. Yeah. We gotta get on top of this.
Okay.
We're running out of time. We gotta make this happen.
Yeah, so I'm taking my responsibility for my share.
I just wanna know who's giving what. That's it. I need to. So I want you to write it down so I have everything.
Have four share. I'm taking them.
One,
two, I can do it on the
three, four, five, six, seven. She's got seven shiur I'm taking. Leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Bishalei, bishalei them. In the end, right? Bishalei, bishalei them. At the beginning, bishalei, bishalei. Eight shiur I'm taking right now. Okay? So let's get on top of this. We have work to do, and we'll take care of it. Our first sign is like a bench. So you want to take one?
I'll
get you.
I'll see you if at the end they need manpower. Then I'll
copy over. Rebbe, time to make videos for those from the Pesach Minis Banim.
Probably not today, just because I got to finish with this.
Okay.
If we finish today, I should have. I know we're gonna work on this this afternoon.